Vacations and travel. My favorite part of the year is summer vacation. My friends and I already start to plan during Easter. We like to go to a foreign country, where we prefer hiking and sports activities instead of lying on the beach. We like swimming, cycling, jogging and horse riding. This summer, we plan to cross the Czech Republic by bike. We think it will take us about 25 days. The most scenic parts will be along the Vltava River and the Bohemian forest Šumava. I'm already looking forward to seeing the forest, rivers, ponds, villages and castles. We like to plan the trip well, plan how many kilometers we bike every day, get the bikes in top shape, get our gear ready and so forth. We intend to camp outside in the forests, so we will bring a tent, sleeping bags, a blanket, a camping stove, a pot, plate and a knife. We will rest by some of the ponds and lakes, where we hope to swim, windsurf, water ski and dive. Last year, we went to visit some friends in Germany. The beauty of the Alps surprised us. All that fresh air, clean water in lakes and deep, clean forests. We stayed a few days in a cabin and took some day trips from there. We took plenty of pictures, which now remind us of the beautiful time we had in the Alps. It was a very adventurous experience. You need to be very fit to do mountain biking and hiking in the Alps every day. In order to prepare, we do jogging, weight training and other kinds of exercises throughout the winter and spring. We also make a lot of new friends on our vacations. Most people think that a vacation just means lying on the beach, watching TV, reading or sleeping. You can do all that at home. Why not do something different on your vacation? Nowadays, the most popular way to travel to nearby countries is by car or train. You can drive fast and comfortably without long hours of waiting. The infrastructure has improved a lot lately. Many new roads, motorways and railroads have been built and it helps us to move faster. However, especially during the summer vacation, there are far too many cars on the roads and it is easy to get stuck in traffic jams. Not everyone drives as carefully as they should, which makes driving a less safe way of travelling and it also pollutes the environment. If you are travelling long distances, you can go by aeroplane, which is the fastest way to travel. Before you are ready to take off, you have to purchase a ticket and pass through the luggage and passport control. Sometimes, the flight is delayed due to bad weather conditions. Under such occasions, you have to stay in the waiting zone. Once aboard, you usually get good service by the flight attendants. You might get free drinks, meals and newspapers. They usually show a film or you can listen to some music. Another way to spend a vacation could be on a cruise. You can cruise on anything from the size of a small ship, a yacht, a river barge to a large cruise liner almost the size of the Titanic. However, this way of travelling is very expensive, unless you are able to get a job on board. A lot of young people choose to hitchhike. All year round you can see young people by the shoulder of the highways or by the petrol stations signalling for a lift. It is the cheapest way to travel and it can also be a great adventure. However, it is important always to be careful when you get into the car of a stranger. 300 years ago, the fastest way of travelling was on a horse. Today, we send rockets to faraway planets. This new age, with its need for speed, has its disadvantages too. The world is more and more polluted and many people are dying in their fast cars.